The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hey guys, you're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the south on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streaming to the planet on freshfm.co.nz. Hey everybody, welcome back to That's Mint. I'm Imogen.
I'm Kinnery.
I'm Avalon.
And today we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi. Kia ora everyone. My name is Suilia. I come from Myanmar. Mm-hmm. I arrived in Nelson 2007. Thank you.
So would you like to tell us just first about your story of moving to New Zealand and what that was like for you?
Yes, thank you for inviting me. It's a wonderful time for me to talk about my experience in Nelson.
It's our honor to have you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Yes, I arrived in Nelson 2007 with two of my children, and my children was young at the time, and they are year 3 and year 1. At Victory School, they studied there. And first, when I arrived the first year, I was nervous. And also, I don't have any relative in here. Mm-hmm. So I was lonely and I was a little bit afraid too.
Yeah.
So, and also I have a problem with transport mm-hmm. with my children. And but after that, in Nelson, it's lovely. People are very nice, and neighbors are lovely, and the Chin community especially, they would like to help each other. So I was solo mom at that time, mm-hmm. and the Chin community or friends, they came and helped me, especially when I have to go to the hospital for my children when they're sick or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now it's, I'm very happy.
Were you one of the first Chin people to come to Nelson? I mean, 2007 was quite a long time ago. Was there a big community or was it quite small when you first moved?
At that time, it was quite small. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the first arrive in Nelson. I think the first people arrived in 2005.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. That is a long time ago.
Yeah. Was it hard to learn English when you first moved here? Did you get a lot of support with that?
Yes. English is crazy, actually.
Crazy language. Yeah.
Because it's too many grammar.
Very hard.
Yeah, the first, like past, present tense, past tense, like that. So it's have to change the word. But in Chin, there is nothing different. Mm-hmm. Like we just add. Finnish one is just adding, It's the word and adding one. Mm. So, but English is like, there is many...
complicated.
Yeah, complicated. Yeah. And also especially grammar.
Yeah.
Grammar is quite hard. Mm-hmm. And, but after learning, I was studying at NMIT.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So 2 years. And also after that, I was I'm working at Victory Primary School too as a part time. So learning English there and learning and working at the school, so I improved my English a lot. And I study hard too, mm-hmm. because without English and without speaking English, it's like I feel like I'm useless here.
Yeah.
So English is very important. When we arrive here. For me, I feel like that I don't have choice. I don't have choice that I should learn English.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I studied until at 12 a.m. too.
Wow.
So,
hard work.
Yeah. And also whatever we have the homework, I look after my two children, mm-hmm. cooking, study.
Yeah.
So nighttime especially, I stay very long.
Mm-hmm.
And study hard with dictionary at the time.
Yeah.
Did you finish up to level 3 of learning English?
NMIT level 5.
Wow, amazing.
Well done.
I finished level 5. Yeah.
Worked really hard.
Mm.
Was it hard for you to do that course? Was there a lot of support around you having your children as well and being a single mother? Or was there a lot of support with your community or funds? Was it easy to go through that course or not really?
Not really, yeah, not really. Yeah. So it's not easy to, yeah. You mean from supporting from the community? Or
yeah, and like from the school, I guess. Like NMIT, was there a lot of support put in place for you?
Because you had small children.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, there is some support that like we have our coordinator at Victoria Primary School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So our coordinator was lovely. Her name is Diane Goodwin. She support us a lot. And also with English. And also for my study, I asked some of like the teacher or neighbor or at Victory School, whenever I have the question and I don't know what to do,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel embarrassed to ask.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know myself that I couldn't do. So I don't want to be embarrassed because it's important for me to learn and improve English.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask whoever is available.
Good.
That's a good way to look at it.
Do you have any advice for mothers that have just moved here that can't speak English and are trying to learn?
Oh, yes. Yeah. People, especially people from other country or refugee background,
mm-hmm.
when we arrive here the first time, they might feel like me because without English, we look crazy, you know? Mm. Yeah. So, and we feel embarrassed and also we are not strong, we don't have confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and lots of things like culture also different.
Yeah, of course.
You have to learn a lot. So, that whoever feel like that is all right to feel because we don't have confidence.
Yeah.
Like we feel like a guest here or whatever. But it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
So the first time when we arrive, even we feel like that, we have to keep going and then try to learn the Kiwi culture.
Yeah.
Try to understand. Mm-hmm. Because in Nelson it's like our country too.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
like our home too.
Of course.
So that's why we have to learn Kiwi culture and know about, you know, communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's big different, the culture and communication, and it's a big, big different in our country and Kiwi culture.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why first time, even we couldn't speak English well or no friend, no problem, but we have to keep fighting and keep learning and keep going. And also, as I say before, study is very important, English. So if we keep study and if we keep taking, you know, like serious,
mm-hmm.
we can do it.
Of course.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. So,
100%.
Yeah, we can do it. It just need to try hard.
Yeah.
So whatever the people that, whatever our friend or other the people can do, we can do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should not be give up, or we should not be all the time like panic or worry. No, keep fighting. And now I have confidence a lot.
Yeah. That was amazing words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think a lot of that confidence comes from now having your job as a translator? And I guess working and helping so many people in your community? Do you think that has a big impact on your confidence?
Yes. Yes, the confidence. That's why the first people who ever arrive here, I encourage them too.
Yeah.
And whatever I can help them, like teach them and also show them the way, you know, like how to do and how to catch up Kiwi culture, mm-hmm. you know, a lot. Yeah. So after having confidence right now, it's like I'm happy with myself and I'm happy because I'm able to help them to whatever I can and show the way, you know, and encourage them to learn English a lot and never ever give up.
Is there kind of like a worry, do you think, within your community that once they start doing New Zealand culture and learning the language that they'll lose their own language in a way? You know?
That is very good question. Yeah. So especially for the children.
Yeah.
For adult, yeah, we are not going to forget our own language.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but for the children, what make me big worry is like, as I'm working at Victory Primary School bilingual lesson,
yeah,
I can see that some of the Chin children that couldn't speak Chin language.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, especially new arrival, like 2 or 3 or 5 year new arrival children, their Chin Hakka is perfect.
Yeah.
But those who are born in Nelson here, so they do speak little, but not much.
Yeah.
So what make me worry is that they will lose, you know, the language that where they become from, especially the parent. Mm-hmm. So that's why I told them, VHA is Victory Hungwu Academy, that we run Monday to Wednesday from 3 to 5. So there is a Chin refugee. I have student around 25 or 30.
Oh, wow.
So at that time, I encourage them a lot to speak each other in Chin Hakka.
Yeah. Mm.
And don't be embarrassed. And also don't worry about learning English. Definitely, you will speak English fluently.
Yeah.
Better than me. You know,
yeah.
And but at home, your parent, whatever your parents say to you, you need to understand. So communication with the parent can't speak English.
Yeah.
So the children can, and if the children can't speak Chin Hakka, how they will communicate?
Yeah.
So we have some problem that already.
Oh, you know, that's such a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah, yeah, in the short time that Chin people have been here already, starting to see that.
Yeah. So, that's why English is important as well as Chin Hakka too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we belong from, we should speak our own language. And this is showing traditional, you know.
And like that loss of culture and that loss of language, it's so much bigger than just not being able to talk, you know? Like, it goes so much deeper. It goes into, like, understanding your culture and, like, understanding, I don't know,
your history.
Your history.
Yeah.
It's a really important thing.
Because language just plays such a big part in connecting you, like, to your identity, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not being able to speak that is just, like, having part of you almost gone, but...
Yeah, no, it is.
Mm. How did you ensure that your own kids could speak Chin Hakka?
Before I go that, I would like to add from, you know, the parent.
Yeah.
Why the parent also very important for our children. We have responsibility.
Yeah.
That's why I keep encourage some of the parents also to talk to their children with, you know, Chin Hakka, their own language, home language.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents also talking to them, their children, with English, in English, because some of the parents would like to learn English, so they learn from their children.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
It's like contrasting problems.
That's so, a hard one to solve.
It is hard, and that's why... as we are here, Kiwi culture is important as well as Chin culture. So both culture, the, you know, dual culture that they grow here, our children.
Yeah.
So I encourage them, the children also, don't forget that where you belong from, you know.
Yeah.
And then don't forget that what the Chin culture and Kiwi culture, you have to grow dual, you know, both.
Be proud of both of them.
Culture,
Mm-hmm.
If they are very strong, some of the parents only, Chin culture is this. We can't just use only Chin culture in here. You know what I mean? So that's why some of the parents have to have understand too that our children are growing here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to understand both culture that they grow. Yeah. Not strong one culture only.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it have to be balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah. For my children.
Yeah.
Yes. That is a big problem too that I have with my two children. they also couldn't speak Chin Hakka very friendly. And but what I do is I hire one of the teachers to teach them Chin Hakka.
Okay.
Yeah, every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so after maybe 1 year that they at home, they learn Chin Hakka,
mm-hmm.
so that two of my children can able to write and read now.
Okay.
Yeah, from with learning from, you know, the teacher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be possible for there to ever be a school where they like teach Chin Hakka to the kids? I mean, you said your kids got taught by a teacher.
Mm.
So would there be something like, I don't know, Victory on a Saturday, all of the Chin community youth yeah. could get together?
Yes. At the moment, there is Saturday school.
Oh, okay. There is
every,
already?
Yeah, there is already yeah, Saturday school there.
Is it very popular? Do lots of kids end up going?
Yeah, lots of kids going there. Mm-hmm. My kid is, we are from India,
mm-hmm. okay.
so we don't really have a friend here. And then at that time, my children couldn't speak Chin Hakka much. So that's why it is good to go there Saturday school.
Yeah.
But I want to try hard, you know,
mm-hmm.
for my children.
Yeah.
Yeah, without anyone.
Yeah, just work
home.
Really hard.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
work. Yeah, at home, one teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that they focus more
yeah.
instead of the whole class. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find that it's mostly younger children or mostly older children that can't speak very well, or is it like a good mix?
It's younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, younger.
Yeah. Mm. I guess that's the generation that have completely just been born in New Zealand with like no ties to their culture besides their community, I guess.
Mm. Mm. Some of the parents are very clever, very good parents. Those who are born in here in Nelson,
mm-hmm.
they speak Chin Hakka very friendly, you know.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, it's that's why it depends on the parent too.
Yeah, of course.
So, and one recently arrived here, they do speak Chin Hakka very, you know, friendly.
Yeah.
But when they are learning English, some of them also couldn't speak Chin Hakka very friendly again. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So
maybe
that's why
they lose some of it when they're learning
yeah.
English.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Yeah, that's why I encourage them
yeah.
that, look, your Chin Hakka is very good
mm-hmm.
and you are going to learn English a lot, like intermediate. You know, you are going to Victory to intermediate, boy college, girl college. At that
yeah.
time, don't forget your Chin Hakka because
yeah.
you can be interpreter,
yeah.
New Zealand interpreter, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I encourage them to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you learn English only and one day you forgot the Chin Hakka,
yeah.
the one you speak very well,
mm-hmm.
you can't help your parent too.
Yeah.
And also
yeah.
you can't be the interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you speak both language, one day you are going to save your mom and dad English and written or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a skill to be able to speak two languages, but it's also, you're right, it's a way of income. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's a way for you not only to keep your culture alive, but to keep other people's cultures alive as well.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so recently we heard that you've written a song. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, you can share with us.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you. Yeah, these songs is Chin Hakka songs. It's 1 year ago that I wrote, and the song's meaning is boy pagan in Nolko. The title is Boy Pagan in Nolko, meaning God, we request you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so God, we request you. That means we request you for our country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So this song is, we can say it's Christian song.
Yep.
Or mm-hmm. country song. But
mm-hmm.
even the Jews, they can sing a song because it's related to God too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the country, they can sing too because it's all about our country that we really need to be together, and without God we can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standing
so,
as
yes.
a nation together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will.
And also, I would like to add a little bit about this song.
Mm-hmm.
Is without God's help, we are not going to win. So God, you are the only one that can save people, Chin people, and our country. So without you, we couldn't do nothing. So please kind to us.
Yeah.
And show off your, you know, show your kindness to us and stay with us and be blessed. And if we have any mistake, we'll, you know, please forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a song, forgiveness and also kindness. And yeah, thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful words. Okay. I will play it now.
Tron na, zo tu kan si tergo.
Hi guys, welcome back. You just listened to
Boy Pa Kan In Nol Kao.
And it was a beautiful song.
Thank you so much. If you guys
want to go and watch the YouTube video, there's a beautiful little, I don't know, documentary pictures about her story. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, that's kind of all we have time for. So we just wanted to thank you for coming and sharing your beautiful story and for being here.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you on our episode.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you. Thank you very much too. It's my pleasure.
Oh, it's our pleasure to listen.
Very nice. It's very good for me to share. And also, thank you for inviting me. Especially Imogen, Avalon, and Canary.
Yeah.
You three of you is lovely. You look beautiful. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you for telling us your story.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll have you back on soon to tell us more about the politics of what's happening to the Chin people in Chin State.
What happened in Myanmar right now is very important.
So we will talk about that soon.
Listen to the next episode if you want to hear about that.
Thank you.
Bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.